Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So you know it.
It's how it sounded when I was singing it.
Exactly like this.
It's a great song.
You know it.
Yeah. Da, 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 da. All right.
Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Hugh out today, of course, as he went down to...
Quite the adventure he's on.
I know. We're going to check in here. So Hugh was invited to go. I'm not sure if he's speaking or just appearing, but he's going to the Black College Hall of Fame in Atlanta. So that's where he went. And he told us yesterday, he said, I'm leaving the middle of the night. I'm driving straight through. So I woke up this morning, and we did get a check-in from you. So he was going to go to Buc-ee's, which you've been to. You're a Buc-ee's guy.
Huge Buc-ee's guy.
Is it as great as he makes it out to be?
So here's, honestly, my wife had been there a few times. She went to college in South Carolina. Mm-hmm. And she was like, you got to go, you got to go. And I'm like, it's a gas
station. That's what I tell Hugh all the time. It's a gas station.
Dude, let me tell you, it is like an amusement park. Like, you go in there. I legitimately could have spent, I don't know, about 2 hours, but 45 minutes, an hour in there.
Well, he was saying yesterday.
Wawa's
he was gonna
better, though. But
how could you be telling me it's this great if Wawa's better?
Because I think the Wawa hoagies are like borderline the best in the city.
Okay.
So
really?
Excuse me? Yeah, I just.
That's a ridiculous ticket.
No. Because here's why. I just think the emotion of a Wawa hoagie adds to it. Like, think how many times you've had it on, like, the beach and, like, down the shore.
The idea of it.
Yes, yeah,
it's like Bryce Desai's a leadoff hitter. The idea is great, but the execution.
Then you open it, yeah.
It's like, this isn't.
But, no, I mean, Buc-ee's is, Hugh's not underselling it.
Speaking of the Wawa hoagie, I used to work in Wawa when I was, like, in high school.
I can just picture you back there dropping takes.
Well,
like,
but that was when, this was so long ago.
The deli.
That you had the actual slicer and the deli, and, like, we would make, like, real hoagies, not like whatever they do now.
It's different now,
I agree. It is. I mean, it's fine if you need even a pinch. All right, but let's get to Hugh. So he left last night for Atlanta, and he told us he would stop at Buc-ee's, which he did. He put up a bunch of videos. But I'm actually a little worried about Hugh after this one. Here is one of the, just listen.
Okay, I'm being kind of quiet. I'm in the bathroom. And as you can see, it's nice, but this one don't have the door all the way down to the bottom, but it, you can still get live in here if you want to. You see what I'm saying? Look at that. Nice. Look at that. I'm in the bathroom and it's flushing already. But I'm about to go. This is where I got to end this video because I'm about to let this bathroom happen.
I didn't hear that last part.
Yeah, so I have a working theory that Hugh either slept in a bathroom stall at Buc-ee's or in his truck, because he put up his last video at like 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And then I saw the next one like at like 8 or 9, and he's back on the road. So like, what happened in between?
So when I woke up this morning, you know, I checked Twitter, as I unfortunately do, and went the second I wake up every morning. And like, the timing of the Hugh's video is like, almost threw me off. I'm like, how is this time correct? Like, did he drive straight through the night?
He did.
That's crazy to
me. He had an event last night. I think he was with DeSean Jackson.
I saw it in Brandon Graham.
Yeah, and then he left from there. So he got there in the middle of the night. I think he either slept in the bathroom at Buc-ee's or his truck.
Can you imagine walking into a Buc-ee's restroom at 4 a.m., whatever it was, and seeing Hugh Douglas narrate a video as he whispers... I feel like if I did that, they'd be like, you got to get out of here, yeah. bro.
Would you actually believe it's the person you think it is? I'd be like, there's no way that's like the former Eagle.
Is that Hugh Douglas?
That can't be.
But the mixture of people that probably know who Hugh is and doesn't listen to Middays, like, I would think that you're like, look, I'm like walking into history here.
Yeah.
Like here is Hugh at Bucky's after I've heard him talk about it for so long.
If you had to guess, would you guess Hugh slept in the bathroom or his truck at the Bucky's parking lot?
I think your guess of him sleeping in the truck at Bucky's, because it's clearly a happy place for him,
yeah.
seems...
it's a safe place.
He feels safe there, right? You don't have to lock the door. You just chill in the Bucky's parking lot and fall asleep. I think that's possible.
Kyle, your theory on what happened to Hugh between 5 and 8 a.m.?
So, Hugh doesn't feel like a bathroom sleeper.
It's like a Law and Order
episode. But he does talk about how wonderful those bathrooms are.
Well, he talks about other things in that. We heard a little piece of it in that clip,
yeah,
talking about getting
weird.
Live in
yeah.
the bathroom.
Yeah. That was a lot.
He talks about that a lot.
Yeah.
So, I'm less worried about him sleeping. Like, I don't... There's no way Hugh slept in the bathroom. He's afraid to dip his toes in the water because of wolf eels.
Yeah. Like, where would you sleep, too? Like, that'd be... Yeah.
Well, he just sits standing, sitting on the toilet.
Oh, I would sit on the floor.
You would sit on the floor in a bathroom?
Well, I wouldn't do either. But if I had to sleep in the bathroom, I'm not falling asleep on the toilet.
Well, I wouldn't do either.
No, I know. But I'm saying if you had to pick one, I think the floor is the... Like, you're chalking up germs at that point. Like, you've given up on...
Yeah, but your face and head are on the floor of a bathroom
stall.
Well,
you don't have to lay down. You could sit and lean. I don't know.
We'll
have to ask you.
Yeah, we would
have brought a pillow.
Imagine him walking into the Bucky's bathroom with a pillow?
Imagine him walking out of the Bucky's bathroom with a pillow?
The workers are standing outside, like, who's going to go in here?
How long's that guy been in here? What is wrong with him?
All right.
Got
dude.
His little hat on, yep. little Bucky's hat.
All right, 215-592-9494. A lot to react to here. Trey Turner, Bryson Stott, Kyle Schwarber. Here's the bottom line. The Phillies need to make a change here. I haven't seen the lineup, but it might be out. We'll check to see if the lineup is out for today's game. Jack's going to have you for leading off coming up at 2 o'clock today. But I think they need to make a change of leadoff. Bryson Stott has been pretty poor for about a month and a half now. They tried the experiment. It's just not working. I mean, Elliot, he has good at bats. He just doesn't, there's no umph to his hits and he doesn't get on base enough.
So we agree they got to get him out of
leadoff.
But like where we part ways here is what I don't get why people are so afraid to go back to what's worked. Like what's this constant need to find a new leadoff hitter when the leadoff hitter is on the roster and they've gone to the World Series with this guy leading off? Like, why is everyone like, let's try him, let's trade for him? Why? They've gone to the World Series with Kyle Schwarber doing it. He's their best hitter this season. He's clutch. Last night, perfect example, bases loaded.
Yep.
Bryson Stott comes up instead of it being Schwarber. Like, I just think people are overthinking this here because of how past playoff performances have gone. But the issues have not been Kyle Schwarber.
They haven't. No, I agree with you on that. And I've always championed Schwarber's leadoff spot. I also don't want to lose the protection for Bryce Harper. I think if Castellanos was having a better season, Castellanos is having a very, like, he's just there season. Mm-hmm. He hasn't been bad, but I know he hit the home run last night. He just really hasn't been that good either. And Bohm, I can't put Bohm in.
Well, obviously, you're not putting Bohm
But who's hitting cleanup? Like, if we go with Schwarber, Turner, Harper, right? That's your idea. Schwarber, Turner, Harper. Who's sitting behind Harper?
So
Castellanos.
I would put Castellanos.
Yeah, and that's.
But look, to be someone that's protecting another player, there just has to be fear of that person doing something.
Yes, yes.
And I think Castellanos does bring that. Like Castellanos, while not the most consistent hitter, like whatever, the dude does hit home runs. Like I think if you're a pitcher or you're a manager, you are thinking like, that's not Alec Bohm. That's not JT Realmuto. Like, Castellanos is very capable of taking a pitcher yard.
Yeah, he hit one last night.
And if you need a base hit, like, he's hitting 275.
Yep,
the bases are loaded or they got runners in the scoring position. Like, I'm not saying I fully trust Castellanos to get them in, but he at least, there's some threat of
there
him doing
threat.
That.
I also think Castellanos has a little bit of the, like, I think if he stepped to the plate after they intentionally walked Bryce, he's feeling that internally of like disrespect.
I agree. I mean, and we saw in the playoffs last year, he can get some big hits in the playoffs the year before. I wouldn't be mad if they did this. I just think they're best order right. Like, I just want Trey and Harper and Schwarber hitting together one, like in that order, and let's do it at the top. But the Stott thing's got to end. It feels like they've tried it and it's not working here. 215-592-9494. Your guesses for Elliott's clues playing today for a pair of tickets to go see a championship season at the Man on July 24th, hosted by Merrill Reese. It's an awesome event. I mean, it's a concert dedicated to the 2024 Eagles and the highlights of the season. Rob in Delco is up on WIP. Hey, Rob.
Yo, Elliot, how you guys doing? Good afternoon.
What up, Rob? Hey, good to hear from you, man.
Great, it's good to talk to you, too. Listen, I have a major concern with the Phillies, okay? And I'm going to lay it out for you. Ready?
Okay.
Combine the amount of home runs and extra base hits. I don't know exactly what the extra base is, or, you know, doubles, triples, but just strictly home runs between Stott, Bohm, Kepler, Rojas, and what's the other?
Marsh.
Marsh, I'm sorry, yes. It might be 10 home runs. It literally might be 10. I think I did the math in my head. I think Marsh is 2. Rojas might have 1. Stott's got like 4, I think. I think Kepler's got 4 or 5. Okay, so maybe it's a little bit more. Say like 12, 13. 14.
It's not a lot, though, is your point.
It's not
for
a lot.
8 or
it's
9
not.
Players.
They have one guy with double digits. That's Schwarber. And then the next guy's Harper with 9. And then that's... Nobody's even close to double digits besides Harper.
So everybody talks about, oh, we've got length in this line. We had 3/4 of our lineup. You have no fear of them hitting the ball out of the ballpark. Mm-hmm. None of them.
I know.
None of them.
Well, it's tough to live that way, Rob. Like, someone brought up earlier they don't hit well with runners in scoring position. That would be okay if they hit more home runs. Like, they don't... It's almost like they, like in football, there's no big plays. Other than Schwarber, there's no explosive plays.
Right. Like it's just a hard, it's like a dink when you're dinking and dunking it down the field. That's why defenses force offenses to do that, because you're more likely to make a mistake.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the Eagles. They can attack you with Devontae, with AJ, with Goddard, with Saquon. That offensive line is a weapon. Like, they're an offensive weapon, not offense. I mean, the Phillies, it's like, you know, a couple hitters. And even Harper, I love him. But I don't have the same anymore with him when he comes up. The fear of him hitting the ball out of the ballpark on pitchers.
Interesting, Rob, too, is like, I think 2 years ago, we all agreed they were a lineup that was too hit or miss, right? Like, hit a home run. I would understand if they tried to shift into a different type of lineup. But what's weird is they're just trying to do it differently with the same players.
Yeah.
Like, they have not replaced any of the players with guys whose strength it is to play small ball.
And that's why, these guys watched the game last night. I think it was last night and stopped me that hell of a play. Like, the umpire got to shield him.
He
caught the ball up the middle. Okay, he's a gold glove. But does that outweigh the bat? Like, you can live with him in the lineup? I can live with that and Stott in the lineup, guys, if we had 4 or 5, 6 guys. I know every team.
And I can live with Stott. Rob, I think Stott, like, I think there's some value to him. If he was hitting 8th or 9th with his defense and his at-bat quality, I don't want to dump Bryce and stop, but we can't hit him leadoff anymore. This isn't working.
I know, Joe, but you go top heavy and then have like 4 or 5. Even Castellanos, I call him Low and Away. He's got 4 home runs.
So clever.
Come on. You know, Low and Away's got 4 dingers. That's my nickname for him. You know, I mean,
yep. It's awesome.
Well, he's got 6. He's got 6. You're selling him short.
Got 6?
He's got 6 now. Hit one last night.
Yeah. That's right. He did hit one. Mm-hmm. He scored the only run for us last night. It's just, I mean, even that, like, there's just 3/4 of 5, there's just no fear at all of these guys driving, even extra base hits, let alone home runs. It's just, I think they have a recipe. Because let's face it, Lizardo struggled in the 2 starts ago in the first inning. Granny went 7. I think it was in, not Oakland, wherever they're playing now, Sacramento. He gave up 3.
Yes.
And then he got lit up like a Christmas tree.
Yeah, he pitches today. Yeah, he pitches today again.
And Wheeler's been a little shaky his last couple starts. I know you can't be perfect every time. I understand that. But if they throw in an egg and you got 3/4 of the line not hitting, this is it. Like, this is the run, guys. If it does not get done, Bohm, I'm done with. Marsh, I'm done with. Kepler, Kepler. And who was it last year? Willie Mays Hayes, the guy we got
Austin
from Baltimore.
Austin Hayes.
Yeah, that
was a disaster.
This guy's a nickname genius.
Yeah, that's Rob's thing. Rob, what do you got for us? What is the song that Elliot has never heard?
Well, Elliot never gave us the year he was born, so I'm trying to guess how old Elliot
well,
is.
I'll say it unless he wants to guess for fun. I'm wondering, what's your guess on how old Elliot is?
When I listen to the show all the time, I would say Elliot's in his mid-30s, 35.
I think he's close.
37.
Yeah. Close.
Okay. All right. So I'm trying to look up famous. So I'm going to say Stairway to Heaven.
Well, Rob, you nailed it.
100%, man.
Rob, good job, buddy.
Oh, look at that.
Good job, Rob.
So we just look up a list of famous songs?
Well, I did, but that popped into my head first of all because I'm 52. So,
The Age Health. That was a good clue. That was a good clue. Rob, you got it, buddy. You won the ticket to go see the show at The Man on July 24th, hosted by Meryl Reese.
It's only two clues.
Yeah,
good. Yeah,
how long does it normally take for you?
Four.
All the clues? Yeah.
Yeah, 1:30.
Usually three.
1:30. They're closing the show out.
What was it, Monday? Turning two. Yeah. It was either Monday or Tuesday. I wasn't sure we were
going to. We had to practically give it away.
Yeah, I wasn't sure we were going to give it away. And I told him we can't leave till we give it away. That's the way
this isn't
helping
Hugh's case.
It's not.
Look at that.
Tough.
All right, it's a good song.
Do you have the song?
Can we,
Elliot, I feel like you've heard the song.
I'm about to find out. Should I say when I start to recognize it?
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't recognize
not
it,
yet.
At all,
I mean,
no.
But how do you avoid this song this for 37 years?
It sounds like
slow.
Classical music.
It starts slow, but it picks it up. Maybe you'll.
Does it get better?
Well, yes, it does. Just to answer your question,
it objectively gets better.
Yes, it does. How about I bring it up to a.
It's not all what I expected.
Well, I'll
by the
bring
way.
It up to a faster part of the song.
Yeah, well, it is an 8-minute song. I don't know if we have. Might not that much time.
Yeah, it builds off, and they do a guitar solo, and then they do the. Yeah.
We. You've heard the song.
I don't think I have. When do they say Stairway to Heaven?
Well, the beginning and at the end when they're sort of going out. Like, and she's buying a stairway to heaven.
I feel like maybe they had it on The Office one time. I could picture Dwight, like...
That's what I was thinking, too. Like
jamming out to it.
Movies and shows. Yeah. Like that's where I think you've probably heard
but
it.
But I just think for a song that's so famously called Stairway to Heaven, it doesn't sound like the hook or the chorus is famous for Stairway to Heaven.
No, I wouldn't say. I think there's a lot of songs that way that you might not even hear the name of this song in it.
Mm. Bohemian Rhapsody, I'm trying to think.
Yeah, I don't think that's in the. I don't think that's in the song.
That's a more famous song.
No.
Definitely a better song.
Oh, you could say better
maybe,
if you want.
Yeah, from what I just heard of that.
Elliot's out on Stairway to Heaven. Not only didn't know it, out now after hearing 30
overrated,
seconds.
Obviously.
Hmm. Okay, there's the headline for the show today. Elliot's call Stairway to Heaven overrated. Ken and Cinnamon is up. Hey, Ken.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good, Ken. What's up?
I actually knew the answer after Elliot gave his first clue because I think it was a bone of contention on a morning show a few years ago that it seemed incomprehensible that you could be 30 plus years of age and not accidentally have heard Stairway to Heaven.
Well, what I think's crazy to me is, so everyone says this, like, how could you have not heard it, right? But I would guess a large majority of listeners have not heard a lot of NSYNC songs, right? Like, they don't seek it out. Why, like, I don't really have interest in Led Zeppelin. Like, why? Like, am I, like, obligated to go listen to it? Like, other people don't go seek out music.
Your mistake here, Elliot, and I don't want to get bogged down in this, but comparing NSYNC to Led Zeppelin is heresy at the highest level.
I agree. Bye 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 is way better than whatever that was.
And technically, you are right about breakfast. I mean, because the genesis of the word breakfast is breaking your fast.
He is right, by the way. Yeah. It's the first meal you eat after a long fast.
Ken would know.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Us wordsmiths.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel right to say a hoagie for breakfast, though.
Well, I mean, but hey. If you went to college, you've had any number of things.
Well, I was going
to
say.
Well, that's
sometimes
true.
A hoagie's what you need for breakfast.
But those years are different.
Yeah, maybe you went to college and knew what breakfast means, Joe.
They didn't teach
Donnie. There was always a keg of beer in the refrigerator and very rarely any milk. So
that can be breakfast.
Beer,
beer fills you up.
Milk in a college dorm might be a red flag.
Yeah. Also, we didn't react to, what was it, Bruce that puts his milk in the freezer before he puts it in his cereal?
So when
we let that go.
I will say, when he first said it, I thought it was really weird, but I think it kind of sounds kind of nice now. Like he's not freezing it. He's chilling it.
Chilling it. It's crisp. Yeah, I get it. It's just different. Go ahead, Ken.
Trey Turner should absolutely be the leadoff hitter, the everyday leadoff hitter. Part of the problem is that, you know, Rob Thompson is just so fixated with the righty-lefty matchups that, you know, he just refuses to just put the right guy there and leave him there. You know, as we've talked about before, it's great when Kyle Schwarber hits a three-run home run in the first inning, but he's batting leadoff. The only way he's doing that is if they bat around, you know. He's obviously more productive hitting 19 home runs in the three or four hole than he is hitting 19 home runs in the leadoff spot. And Trey Turner is doing everything that he's been asked to do offensively
as
a hitter this year. in terms of not chasing as much, not striking out as much. Getting
Does that make
base.
You not want to mess with him, though, a little? Like, Schwarber seems to be able to do whatever he needs to do wherever
so you Trey put him. Is hitting leadoff against lefties.
No,
so
no, but he's not full-time
not
hitting
full-time,
leadoff.
Right. Yeah.
I think Trey wants to hit. I think Trey wants to leadoff. So I don't. I far from messing with him, I think it makes him even more comfortable because, I mean, when you look at his game and his skill set, and what he brings to the table, he's almost like if you were going to build a leadoff hitter in a lab, it would be him. I mean, you know, he's fast. He's got, you know, he can hit the ball for power. He hits the ball to all fields.
And this year, Ken, like you said, he's actually acting like it, right?
Did he do it prior to coming to Philly?
Contact, right?
He did it when he was young in Washington.
Okay, yeah. So his experience doing it full-time.
Yep.
He's definitely prioritized putting the ball in play. So the right answer is to just put him in the leadoff spot and leave him there. But, you know, it doesn't matter who's batting leadoff for this team. It's not going to fix the fundamental construction problems of this roster. And so, you know, you're going to get a lot of what you got last night because this team is just not built to hit quality pitching. And, you know, I really – Drew is one of my favorite callers to this radio station. But I think adding Rafael Devers to this lineup, just, you know, he strikes out so much. The last thing you need in the middle of this lineup is another guy that's going to strike out and leave runners on base in scoring position when this team struggles mightily.
So, Ken, I think that's a good point, but my counter would kind of be they are who they are. I don't know if one hitter is completely changing that. Like, maybe you're better off just leaning in. Like, they need someone that can hit home runs. Like, they don't have a lot of power in the lineup. So your point's fair, but I just don't know if one acquisition is changing the makeup of this lineup.
Well, that's part of the problem, is it?
For sure, agreed.
It's not going to change the construction of this roster, and I don't know when everybody was, I think correctly, complaining about the chase rate after that, you know, feeble performance against the Mets in the postseason last year. I think it was a necessary kind of byproduct. If you're going to be more selective, if you're not going to chase as much, if you're not going to swing at as many pitches, you're just not going to drive the ball as much. I mean, it's just simple math. If you don't swing as much, you're not going to hit the ball as much,
right?
Which means you're not going to hit the ball as hard as much. So it's all a product of what they've tried to do, which is take a bunch of square pegs and fit them into round holes. Because the team is not constructed this way.
They really are. And it's amazing how they're this good because their starting pitching is this good. Because they are, I would say in some ways a poorly constructed team. Can't appreciate it, but they just have such great starting pitching that so they win a lot of games.
Ask you this as the resident baseball expert on the on the station.
Mm-hmm. Some are saying.
Yeah, some are saying. One person's not saying, but some are saying. Mm-hmm. So obviously we agree their starting pitching is a strength of the team, right? Mm-hmm. Defensively, they're not great.
Mm-mm.
But when you have great starting pitching, like you were talking about Stott, great defenseman, obviously not great as a hitter. Like, are you more willing to trade away defensive talent because the pitching's so good, or do you think that increases the importance of needing great defenders?
It's a great question. I would say it depends on what kind of great pitchers you have.
Like if it's ground ball.
Yeah. Like, okay. The more strikeout arms we have, the more we can get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, if the Phillies improve their bullpen and get a bunch of guys that strike people out, I'm not as worried about the Trey Turner late in the game because the ball's less likely to go to him. But we do have, like, Christopher Sanchez, a ground ball guy. Aaron Nola's been a ground ball guy. Wheeler's a strikeout and ground ball guy. So it does seem like it does come into play a lot. Like, they do strike out a good amount of batters, but they also give up a lot of ground balls because that's the way they're built to do it. So I would say as the year goes on, if they can get more strikeout arms in the bullpen, I'll be less worried about it. But right now, I'm pretty worried about it.
The defense is very inconsistent, to say the least.
It really is. 215-592-9494. Elliot wants to put Schwarber in the leadoff spot. I say Trey Turner. We both want Stott out. Where do you come down? The lineup is out. We'll tell you the Phillies lineup for this afternoon's game in Toronto. We need you to pick a side. Fritz versus DeCamera. We'll check in on the Twitter question. And Andrew Painter, watch how his last outing went at AAA. All coming up midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
See, now this is a song. Bye bye.
So you hadn't heard Stairway to Heaven once. If you had a ballpark, how many times you've listened to this start to finish?
I mean,
thousands? Hundreds? Thousands? Or thousands?
Easily hundreds.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Like, this is a song.
I mean, I think I'm probably in hundreds.
Yeah, this is a song I'll seek out to put on. Stairway to Heaven, I have to be bullied into listening
what
to.
What percentage of the WIP audience seeks out
you
this song to put on?
For me,
can't be that high.
I mean, look, Kyle's moving in there. Everyone
no, I mean, it's a good song.
Imagine driving around right now, put the window
it's
down.
Easier
it's
easier to dance to.
That's clear.
Yeah.
And it's not as long. Stairway to Heaven, it's a great song.
I was a Backstreet Boys guy, though.
So I was an NSYNC guy, but I think Backstreet Boys have aged better.
Oh, not without question.
Yeah, I fought it for a while, but they just have.
I had the Backstreet Boys albums when I was younger.
You know what it's
I
like?
Too.
Now, people listening may think it's nothing like this, but I think you'll understand the reference.
Yeah.
It's like Brady and Manning.
Yep.
I was a Manning guy. I was entrenched that he was better than Brady.
And it was at the time kind of close.
But eventually it's like, oh, I got to give it up now.
Yeah. It's,
I mean, one
Backstreet
guy
Boys
zoomed,
won.
He zoomed past.
Now, that being said, Justin Timberlake, the ultimate winner of both.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the top of it. Yeah. You know, you don't get this very often on WIP. This is great. This is great.
You
music
doesn't
talk.
Have a Backstreet Boy and sync take.
Well, no. he puts up with it when you're on with us.
Yeah. It's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he was kind of a little aged out. Because he's older than us.
Yeah,
true. He's old. I mean,
this is our generation. Yeah.
He listens to weird music, though.
He does listen to weird music. But again, we heard what happened in the Bucky's bathroom this morning, very early this morning. He's a bizarre guy. There's no question about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, what do you think Hugh's listening to on a...
And as you can see, it's nice, but...
It's whispering. The whispering makes it
it's kind of creepy.
Yeah, it does. It is.
Like, if he didn't know and there was somebody in the bathroom there.
Well, imagine if you're in the stall and you start to hear somebody.
We're talking about getting live in there.
Getting live in the Bucky's
bathroom.
Well,
and then when
bathroom.
He says at the end, what's it's like, I'm about to give it to this bathroom. Yeah. Imagine being in the stall next to him, like, I got to get out of here.
Yeah, I either make sure the door is definitely locked or run
Dude's
away.
Way too excited yeah. about putting
Hide
one in
feet.
This toilet.
Yeah. Yep. All right, we're going to get to an Andrew Painter check-in in a few minutes, a little Painter watch as we await his arrival to the big leagues. But Elliot, quickly before we get back to the phones, we did see something that involves the NFC East, and it does affect the Eagles. It's interesting to keep an eye on. So, sounds like Terry McLaurin, the star receiver from the Commanders, who had a huge year last year with Jaden Daniels, is upset because they haven't made enough progress on a long-term deal.
So I'm surprised to see this from a Josh Harris-led team. He's always someone to open his checkbook and pay people. But, I mean, this is just a good example of why the Eagles, you know, ultimately will win out over Washington in the long run. They're just a better run team than Washington. To not pay Terry McLaurin is crazy. They're finally good. They have a young quarterback that needs the receiver.
Yep.
I'm not there, but everything you hear about Terry McLaurin is like he is their culture guy. Like he's the one that's been there through the ups and the downs, and now they're good. And to put him through this is crazy to me. Like, this is something you would expect out of Dan Snyder. I'm surprised.
So, and I think he's legit, too. Sometimes
he's
like,
awesome.
Yeah, sometimes there's a guy with big numbers, like he's a number one, but like, I think he's good.
Yep.
I'm surprised, too, especially when you have a rookie quarterback, you pay the receiver. It's just like you have the money. It does make me wonder, though, because I was reading a list yesterday of possible landing spots for Trey Hendrickson. I wonder if they're trying to finagle that. Because like that's
I wouldn't do that if I were them.
I would if I was them.
You would trade Terry McLaurin?
No. I'm wondering if they're just trying to control their cap so they can make a trade for Trey Hendrickson.
I would not trade McLaurin.
No, I wouldn't trade him either.
I'll acquire Hendrickson, sure.
Yeah, because I'm wondering if they have something else up their sleeve, and that's why they're... Because it doesn't make any sense. You're right. Like, just pay the receiver.
It's just the signs of a poorly run organization. Like, very rarely, if ever... Do the Eagles have a situation where we're all sitting there and going, why are you not paying that guy? It is either they pay him and it's done, or they're not going to pay him. I can't imagine they're not going to pay Terry McLaurin, but maybe they won't. And that's good news for the Eagles, because if Terry McLaurin is unhappy or if Terry McLaurin is not there in 2026, that's bad for Washington.
Of course it is. He was an all-pro last year. I mean, he had 13 touchdowns.
In the playoff game, he was not against the Eagles, but against Detroit.
He beat Quinion pretty good.
He did. Well, he used to give... Was it Slay
he
would give trouble to?
Yeah. He gives everyone
trouble. He's a great player.
Yeah. I mean, I think Elliott nailed it. Like, this is why the Commanders have been went to their first championship in like 30 years. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just not a well-run organization. And I know Snyder's not there anymore, but you would never see this with the Eagles and like A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith. Like, they got out ahead of it. Even Saquon. Like, and we can debate on whether it was a good idea or not, but there's a reason that this headline is not Saquon right now, or the Eagles, like for anybody.
And the other thing about the Saquon thing is we didn't even think Saquon would get a contract, and then they paid him.
So a lot.
The Eagles are good at keeping things becoming like a massive story.
Well, and you know what? I think they realize at some point, what's the worst that happens? It doesn't work out, we just move on.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's better to avoid the distraction, avoid the unhappy player, we just pay the money.
Well, that is a benefit of having an owner that is willing to continually spend money.
It is.
Because you can spend your way out of problems. But you brought up Hendrickson. Where are you at with that in the Eagles? Because I think 2 months ago, the idea of acquiring Trey Hendrickson was very different than it is now. I think 2 months ago, when Myles Garrett was still up in the air, Max Crosby had just got paid, I think the assumption was, all right, if you trade for Trey Hendrickson, you're giving up, I don't know, a first-round pick, and you're giving him $80, $90 million guaranteed or something. I don't know if that's the case anymore. The longer this waits out, I wonder how much Trey Hendrickson is willing just to go without a new contract.
Kind of like the opposite of the Eagles and Reddick. Like, Reddick just won. It ended up with him on a different team, right?
Yep.
So I want Trey Hendrickson here. I think I actually think he's underrated. Like, the guy gets 17 and a half sacks a year, and it's like, he's pretty good. No, he's excellent.
Yeah.
I think the Bengals have gone too far with offense. I mean, maybe they're trying to replicate the Eagles and pay all the offensive guys and draft defense, but they didn't have a good defense anyway. So I want to trade for him. I do understand the perspective, and Hugh brought this up a lot when we talked about him in the offseason. It's like the Eagles don't have the wherewithal to trade for him and pay him and also pay Jalen Carter and Nolan Smith. But if he just wants out of Cincinnati, Elliot, I think there's a real way for the Eagles to trade for him. I don't know what the cost would be just for the 1 year. Is it a third-round pick?
Say like a third. That could be a second.
Okay, yeah. Like the Reddick thing. Like, yeah. Okay, so I would do that. And then I would try to see if you could make him feel comfortable for a year. Like, he's pretty low on the scale of pay for defensive ends of his caliber. Like, could you bump his salary up $8 million? Like, I don't, whatever mm-hmm. whatever makes him feel more respected for the year. He gets to play for the Eagles, play in big games, and then go to free agency. I would do it in a heartbeat.
Well, let's say you give him a $10 million check, right?
There you go.
And it's like, if you're Trey Hendrickson, the Eagles get people paid. I mean, look at Josh Sweat, Milton Williams, and the Eagles. Now, the Bengals play in big games too. But the Eagles are likely going to, like, they'll be competing for a Super Bowl. So Trey Hendrickson, the spotlight of Philadelphia, I think helps Trey Hendrickson get paid.
I agree. I think last time I looked, I think his average is like $22 million per year. And then the top guys on edge get, what, 40 now?
Yeah.
If you bump him up to 30, I feel like he's at least in the ballpark of the Max Crosbys and the you know, Myles Garretts of the world.
But an interesting part of this, too, is how he doesn't really pay top dollar for edges. Like, he pays top dollar for quarterbacks. He pays top dollar for offensive linemen. Like, and I think the positions he values the most are quarterback and the lines.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll pay defensive tackles, but what's the last edge he gave huge money to? Like, Reddick didn't get huge money. Huff didn't get huge money. Now, obviously, they're good checks.
Well, he tries to buy them before they become the superstar.
Right, but when's for as much as we talk about Howie always being in on all these edges, like, when's the last time he gave a top five contract to an edge?
I can't think of it. Fletcher, they gave a top five deal to, but he was an interior defensive.
Yeah, defensive tackle. They're going to pay Jalen Carter.
They never paid Brandon like that, even at his best.
Yeah, he was probably never a top five guy.
Agreed.
But yeah, agreed.
Well, I don't think he ever has is the answer.
But I just, like, for a GM that we view as so aggressive in acquiring elite players, willing to pay people, and really value the position, think of how much time we've spent on these airwaves talking about the potential of him trading for an edge that might be available, and he just very rarely does it.
But this one might, I mean, at some point, doesn't, like, it's just an opportunity. Like,
no, but I think the only reason we're talking about him doing it is because we agree the price has dropped.
The price, and the other thing I brought up a few minutes ago with the Commanders, I feel like if Hendrickson leaves the Bengals, the Lions and the Commanders feel like the two teams that are most likely. I don't want him going to those places.
Agreed.
If he goes to the Commanders, that's a huge deal.
Yes.
I mean, they're good anyway, and that's the one weakness they have is pass rush. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Tasty Cake Dom wants to chime in on DeCamera versus Fritz. What's up, Dom?
So, how you doing? Hey, Elliot.
What up, Dom? Good to talk to you, my guy.
Good hearing you, buddy. Yay. What are you thinking?
Yeah. Well, I'm a Jack Fritz guy all the way.
Yeah, come on.
I'm right next to him on the left shoulder.
Love it.
Yeah, to me, this is an easy one.
Are you proud of him for pitching?
What's that?
Are you proud of him that he's decided to pitch?
Yeah, actually, the way that the camera was chirping, I think Jack should have given him that one. Let the camera go up 1-0 and then demolish him in every other sport.
I like that.
Give him a little false sense of security and then squash him.
Well, here's the other thing, Tasty Cake. Like, I've heard Joe talk about this a lot on the air. I think yesterday was the first time I could hear in Joe's voice he actually believed he could win.
Yeah.
I think before he was just saying it, the excitement you could hear in Joe's voice when he heard Jack dropped out of pitching, it was like he had real belief.
Mm-hmm.
Jack's going to win. So, Joe, here's the other thing. Well, Elliot, here's what happened to me. I'm an old man. I'm 61. Mm-hmm. But you're saying, you know, where would you come across Stairway to Heaven?
Yeah.
Right? So when I played football for Pensauk in high school, right, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
So you had one section of the locker room listening to Jethro Tull and Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
Another section of the locker room listening to Rick James. And the front of the locker room was listening to... I don't know nothing about the Bee Gees, but just being in that locker room, I heard their songs.
That makes sense. Yeah, a locker room could be a place you hear different kinds of music. I get that.
The JV soccer locker room.
Not the same?
Yeah, wasn't in there often.
No Bee Gees?
Yeah. No, I didn't. I mean, I just don't remember music being played, really.
You recognize any of those bands, though?
I think I recognize all of them, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point, Dom. I think sports back in the day, but it didn't really matter what you play. Maybe not quite the JV soccer locker room Elliot was in. But yeah, you hear different music because people have different tastes and who gets to pick the music that day.
You come across different cultures.
Yeah.
And you get to hear different music. And, you know, in my case with the Bee Gees, you know, I was heading to the back of the locker room as quick as I could.
Yeah, I get it, Dom. We appreciate the phone call. The other thing is, I feel like obviously how people listen to us now is different. We have you people who are watching us on YouTube, and I'm sure
excited for those comments.
A lot of things to say today. The Odyssey app, but like back in the day, it was just the radio, right?
Yeah.
Like we still have people listen on their regular radio. That's awesome. I listen to the radio in the car, but like you had to stumble upon it then, just scrolling through the radio when you first started.
I guess it didn't leave much of an impression on me.
You didn't even realize
it just
what
sounded
you were
like a generic old like Guns N' Roses, Led Zeppelin.
Just put them all together. Yeah, like some people do with NSYNC and Backstreet Boys.
Well, there's differences there.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Some people might think that.
Some people might. They'd be wrong, but
they do. There's no question. Our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. All right, Elliot, have you looked at any of the Twitter poll results?
I have not.
Okay.
Well, feels like it's dishonest to look when I'm in this season.
Yeah, well, that's fair. I just wanted to, now I'm going to ask you to guess.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Should the Phillies move Kyle Schwarber back to leadoff? What do you think the people are saying? Percentage-wise on yes or no?
64% yes.
you have the percentages almost spot on, but the opposite. 66% say no, 34% say yes. Usually, Hugh, this is where he takes a victory lap. Like, he's the one that got them to vote that way. Yeah. Or it's a big L for you. So it's a big L for you.
No. Hugh blames the students.
Well, that's true. We blame him.
Because when they vote against them, they're just not listening.
Yeah, Hugh can lead them to water.
but he can't make them drink.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Will the Eagles regret trading away CJGJ? Yes or no?
So I think this is...
Remember, there is a lot of syndrome out there.
I think there's be a lot of people don't want to admit it.
Super Bowl syndrome. It's really swept the area to a level where no one sees any negative.
Yeah. Well, there's not a lot of negative. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, compared to last year's team.
There's not. The Eagles have been maybe the best team in the NFL for 3 years.
But compared to last year's team, they're not as good. They lost good players.
Maybe.
Most likely.
I don't even know if that's true. But let me guess.
You know it's true.
Why?
Because they
what if Jalen's way better?
I mean, sure, but like...
Okay, so there you go. Right, what if Quinyon and Cooper are better in their second
the
year?
The roster is not as good. Like, I could say any player is going to just end up better, but the roster, the depth of the roster, they're weaker. They're weaker. Their backup right guard is there now. They're starting right guard. Their backup defensive tackle is now. They're starting defensive tackle.
But I think what you're assuming is that these guys can't play at the level the starters did. And that's where you're assuming they will be worse.
So I think it's unlikely they play well. And also, if they get banged up, the guy behind them is we've now gone to an unknown.
Right. Yeah. So I guess I agree. If you say, like, this guy's banged up and you're talking about the third string guy, then yeah, they're probably going to be worse if they're playing all their third string guys.
But last year, if they had an injury, Ojomo probably could play. If they have an injury in the defensive line, who's playing?
But to be fair, going into last year, who was calling and saying, well, don't worry, they have Ojomo. So that's the point I'm making is these, like the guys you're assuming might not play well, we're seeing with the current iteration of this Eagles team, they are plug and play. Like you can put guys in there and they have enough talent at other spots that the job of that guy is not as hard
as your man. That's fair. But some of these guys, they didn't want to put on the field last year. Like Keely Ringo is being, they're telling me he's a starting corner when they didn't want to put him on the field.
And they signed Adoree.
Whenever they had an opportunity last year, it was Isaiah Rodgers that won the game.
Isaiah Rodgers is in some ways like the biggest loss for me because I think they wanted him back and it just didn't work out contractually.
Minnesota?
I think they
went to Minnesota?
Yeah, Minnesota. I think they accepted Sweat and Milton Williams were going to go.
I agree.
To the Twitter question.
All right, will the Eagles regret trading away CJGJ? Yes or no?
55% no.
67% no.
I agree.
This is syndrome.
It is severe syndrome.
But again, I just think you got Chauncey's a nice player.
Oh, he's better than nice. We downgraded at safety.
I hate to keep pulling this card, but like, then why does the rest of the league not view him the way you two do? The rest of the league, he was available to any team that wanted him multiple times over the past few years, and nobody has given up anything of substance.
I can make the same case for a guy like Rhys Hoskins.
Rhys is a nice player, but Rhys is not.
The Phillies miss him. Mm-hmm. Just like the Eagles will miss CJGJ. I'm not like saying these guys are all-timers. There's no Hall of Fame for these guys, but they help this particular team.
I think it's circumstantial with CJ. Like, I get, like, again,
it's, a lot
it's,
of
hard,
circumstantial
to, it's hard to dispute Super Bowl, not Super Bowl, Super Bowl. Like,
everywhere
I get
he goes, they win. He's a winning player.
Yeah, I hear you about to go with the safety win-loss record. He played two games. Now he made a play in the playoffs.
He's a winner.
And then they went not as far without him, right? Everywhere he goes, the team goes backwards when he leaves. I mean, the facts.
Here's the frustrating part is the Eagles are likely to go backwards next year. Like, they were the best team we've probably seen in franchise history. So what you're saying will probably end up being correct. I just think you're going above and beyond with it.
I'm just giving you the facts.
Not to accuse you of being, you know.
The facts are where CJGJ goes, teams win. When he leaves, they're not as good.
Well, you ready for a good spin?
Yeah.
Hugh Douglas level spin?
No.
We hear about, Elliot says at least, all these teams move off of him. Just as many teams have acquired him.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Well, he's not unemployed. Yeah.
But right. Well,
yeah. That's pretty good Hugh spin
that
right
is
there.
Good Hugh spin. Yeah.
Four teams didn't want him. Four teams did.
Yeah, it's fair.
I think he's finding a new
the
team.
The Eagles wanted them twice, by the way.
Yeah. All right, speaking of spin, OG Wade is up to talk some Jalen Hurts. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Good, OG.
I feel like I haven't talked to you in a while, man. Good to hear from you.
Hey, man. Listen, you said you had just admitted that you go to Twitter as soon as you wake up.
Yeah.
So you got to see me DM you for a Ooh. Date for you to come on.
So I don't check my DMs. But I did see, well, I'll tell you what I did see, OG.
Unless you muted him.
The sun looked fly last night on the, was it your prom?
I did see that.
Too? It was a fly suit.
Yeah, man, this dude just growing so quick, man. It saddens me. I'm happy to see him grow, but it saddens me because I feel like I haven't done enough with him when he was, little,
He
what
looks
I mean?
A lot like you, too.
And, yeah, all the women say that, you know what I'm saying? So, but listen. Let me do this here. I want to make a case for Jalen being in his own tier. Okay, I know that they put Patrick Mahomes in his own tier, but it doesn't make much sense to me to have him like that because what Patrick does, Josh Allen does, Joe Burrow does, Lamar Jackson does, what Jalen Hurts do. No, there's no quarterback in the NFL that does what he do. Jalen Hurts. He does the protection lines for the offensive line. He calls his own protections. Jalen Hurts has final say on what play goes out. When somebody say that the Eagles took the ball out of his – no, they did not. Jalen has the ability to check to a run, to check to a pass, if he wants to be up there with the 30-plus throws and all that. But he understands that that's not what wins. If we look at all the quarterbacks that throw the ball a lot of times – they have never won a Super Bowl.
Let me ask you this, OG. So, like, why do you think these other elite quarterbacks are not involved in audibling and their protections?
Because I think that they struggle with that. Patrick Mahomes had admit that he struggles with seeing the field. He struggles reading defenses. So you basically, if you look at Patrick Mahomes and the rest of the guys, they throw a lot of seam routes and a lot of short passes. Jalen Hurts is the only quarterback of all of them that throws the ball outside the numbers and deep as well as he does. You don't see Patrick Mahomes doing that. You don't see Josh Allen doing that. What they do is they change their launch points by rolling out, which is essentially another seam route.
I would say Jalen's one of the best deep ball outside the numbers throwers with accuracy I've seen since young Russell Wilson. Young Russ used to do the same.
He's also, think Jalen's accuracy gets underrated.
I agree.
Like when he throws the ball, it is almost always on target.
When Jalen
his issue is he gets trigger shy, but when he throws it, it's always very
when
accurate.
When he's accurate and sets his feet, it's perfect. Like it's
a very catchable ball.
Yeah, yeah. And Nick Foles had that too.
And you know another one, Joe? When there's a pressure moment, like a fourth and five or something, Jalen almost always make that play.
I agree
with you
on that.
You know what I'm saying? And I just want to make the case that there's no other quarterback doing what he does. So why wouldn't he be in his own tier?
Where I disagree with you.
Here's what I would say, OG. I would say tiers represent like a level. I think what you're saying, and I do see some of what you're saying, he's unique. I mean, and OG, we appreciate it. Jalen's a very unique quarterback.
So I actually don't think he's that unique. And I don't mean this as a slight at him, but like I think when you try to say he's unique, it's like he plays a pretty traditional style of quarterback. Like they run the ball, he takes care of the ball, he makes plays on third down.
Well, in that sense, but I think stylistically he runs the ball differently than most running quarterbacks, right? He scores 15 touchdowns a year.
A lot of those are touchdowns.
I know, but he's also a physical runner. Allen does it sometimes.
Josh Allen does it.
Yeah, but most quarterbacks that run try to avoid contact. Jalen, you know, he's more of a physical runner. Also, he does throw the ball down. He doesn't use the middle of the field much, Jalen. He throws the ball down the field.
Yeah.
I think he does play unique, but his own tier means he's better. Like, when I hear tiers, I think of excellence, right? There's, like, the number one tier, elite, however you want to frame him, best, second best, whatever. He doesn't get his own tier. Like
what's funny is
he's with the other guys or he's below them.
I actually think you could make an argument. I would just make it in a completely different way OG made it, where I would do like Mahomes, his own tier. Jalen, like winner. And then the next tier would be just like this ultra-talented guy. I'm just saying if you're going to make an argument.
How many tiers are we going to have?
Well, three at least.
But you got to have the other guys.
Well, there's no limit. Whether you've been a limit on tiers. More the better.
Right, but if you have 32 quarterbacks and you have 12 tiers, it gets convoluted.
Well, who cares about the tier after 7 or 8? We're talking about like the top tiers.
I just think he's in the second tier. He's in the second tier.
And who's in the first?
The four that everyone agrees on.
So I disagree with you on this. Why does his resume not matter?
His resume matters. But his ability is in the second tier.
But he's got a better resume than all those guys, other than Mahomes.
But that's more of a team thing than just a him thing.
See, but I don't even think that's completely true. Like, the way they win is very dependent on Jalen.
Every team's dependent on their quarterback.
Okay, then why is it only a team stat with Jalen?
It's not. But it's not just a team stat with Jalen, but he has the most around him to help him win.
So first of all, I don't even think that's true either. I think we've gone too far with that.
Who has a better roster?
Okay, hold on.
You just told me they're the best team.
Hold on. Mahomes has the best head coach in arguably NFL history. He is the best defensive coordinator, right? Kelce is not what he used to be, but Kelce's an elite player. Buffalo, I think Buffalo, he probably has the least to work with.
Yes.
Like, Lamar Jackson, elite defense. Cincinnati, ton of weapons. Like, these other quarterbacks also have things. They're not, like, carrying a two-win roster to the playoffs.
They're not. I just think over time, they've done more in the NFL. I just think they've done more year to year, like, from what they do. All right, we'll keep this going.
Haven't done as much winning.
It's pretty close. Over the last 4 years.
But Jalen is more.
He's not more than Mahomes.
No, yeah. Well, Mahomes is in his own tier.
All right. Well, this will obviously continue because once we open up these can of worms, we go there. Can we do a little Andrew Painter watch that we promised everyone and then we got caught up in OG Wade? Painter watch him last night down at AAA.
I'm glad you could join me today. Today we're going to do a wonderful little painting and I think you're going to enjoy this one. So I tell you what, let's don't waste any time.
Kowser had two doubles. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Gives up the leadoff home run to Brooks Baldwin.
Not a great night, Elliot, for Andrew Painter last night. Usually they are. 4 innings pitched, 6 hits, 4 runs, 4 walks, 5 strikeouts, 2 home runs allowed. He had 85 pitches, which they're trying to build the pitch count up. But
that's the most important number right now.
Yeah, but you don't want them in 4 innings. No,
agreed.
Yeah.
But just good to see him be able to throw more.
Dave Dombrowski did allude last week to the idea that if everyone's pitching well, it's not a lock he arrives in July. And, you know, we'll see how he pitches and how they pitch. But that I would say it was a step back in terms of his performance at AAA last night. All right, coming up on the other side, couple things. Elliot's going to try to talk me to something he's been trying to talk everyone into for a while now, to ace the pick. I don't like the player. And it's come to my attention that Elliot was the subject of a grievance on John Johnson's show last night.
Who would have thought?
We'll get to it. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Guilty!
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.